The Bible was written by Jews. And in order to understand the Bible, you cannot understand what a Jewish Jesus and a Jewish Paul and a Jewish Peter and a Jewish Isaiah, you cannot understand what the Bible means by reading it from American eyes or by reading it from Protestant eyes or reading it from Roman eyes. You have to read it through the eyes of Jews. And one of the great things that we don't understand is the teaching in the Bible about divorce. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, God hates divorce. Amen? But he doesn't hate the person who's gone through divorce. Now, let me give you an example. I have heard since I got saved. Now, I don't know if you've ever been taught this or not, but I've been heard since I got saved. If someone commits suicide, that person goes to hell. How many have ever heard that? It's false teaching. It's a false teaching. It's a teaching that comes out of Protestant understanding instead of out of Hebrew understanding. God hates suicide, but he doesn't hate the person. Can you imagine a person's mindset that they are so in turmoil that they take their own lives? Anybody that takes their own life, nobody hurts themselves on purpose. As a matter of fact, we do everything so that we're not hurt. And so if we're in such a state of pain that we stop our own lives, that person is not in their right mind. Now, I know what you've been taught, but if you're going to move into the end time blessing understanding of the Bible, you got to make sure you're not an old wineskin. Now, let me say this. God loves old wineskins. He doesn't hate old wineskins. He just hates some of the limitations that an old wineskin has on him. But as you study the Hebrew understanding of the scriptures, God hates suicide because that person is being attacked so much that they are stopping the destiny that God has for them. But he doesn't hate that person. Does that make sense? See, you know, I probably have an advantage on a lot of people. I wasn't raised in church, and so I didn't have a lot of preconceived ideas. I can remember when before Tiz and I were even married, I was probably 6 months old in the Lord, and I ran the youth ministry like my son does down in the other building. And one day in my house, there was a knock on the door, and there was this little girl. She was 14, 15 years old. I'd met her in the youth ministry, and she'd come a few weeks before, and she belonged to another church, a denomination. And she knocked on my door, and she said, youth pastor, she said, Pastor Larry. And the story of it was that her father just committed suicide two days before. And the story on that was that he had cancer in his face. And, you know, this was, gosh, this is 31 years ago, and they didn't know how to treat anything or do anything. And it literally ate a hole through his face. And he wrote a note, and he said, I know I shouldn't do this, but I can't deal with this anymore. Of not just what it's doing to me, but what it's doing to my family and everything, and he took some pills and everything. Well, the church said, well, he's burning in hell. Now, I want you to know something. The God I serve is more merciful than that. Amen? He's more merciful than that. And we need to understand that if someone goes through a tragedy, God hates that tragedy, but he loves that